They kept going. As mid-afternoon came, they passed over an old road and a crumbling gully. Then they heard a muffled shout from far to their left. Pike motioned off the road, and they stepped quietly into the cover of the weeds as Pike looked over the top.
"What was that?" said Hammond.
"Some people are camped along the road, I'd say," said Roosevelt.
"Just off to the south of us."
"So?" said Connolly.
"I don't like this," said Pike. "This whole area is deserted, especially after that fella who told us about the
duster."
"Right. Could be cops. Could be bandits."
"Bandits?" said Hammond and laughed.
"I've seen them before. Hell, I've been robbed by them before. And if there's as many migrants all over the place as it seems, then the cops are sure to be frothing at the mouth."
"Pretty sorry bandits or cops talking so loud," said Roosevelt. "We could hear them from miles away."
"Maybe so, but I still don't like it."
"I could go take a look," said Connolly.
"What?" said Pike. "Take a look. What do you mean?"
"I mean, I walk up to them and look at them, and if I don't get shot, then I guess things are okay."
"That sounds like a terrible plan to me," said Roosevelt.
"I don't see what's wrong with it. I don't think it's cops or outlaws. If it's cops, I'm going to see my sister in town, and if it's robbers, I don't have much to rob now, do I? Just look at me. And it'd be a lot of work to rob me for a whole lot of nothing."
"He's got a point," said Hammond. "You serious about going?" said Roosevelt.
"Yeah, suppose so."
"Well, here," said Roosevelt, and he took out his gun and held it out to Connolly.
"Jesus," Connolly said. "Get that goddamn thing away from me."
"What? Why, what's wrong with it?"
"It's a gun, that's what's wrong with it. I don't know nothing about no guns."
"It's for protection. Just carry it and flash it so they know what's up."
"If they see me walking toward them with a gun in my hand, they're likely to shoot me dead. I like having my head on my shoulders, and I like the teeth I got. I'm not waving a gun at anyone."
"Well, damn," Roosevelt said.
"If that's settled," said Pike, "we'll stay here and watch you go. You get into any trouble, Mr. Connolly, you holler like you've been struck by lightning, and we'll come running."